Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay, our question today, we're going to talk about a memorable day you've had. Mm-hmm. And whether it was just something that was maybe unfortunate, something that was maybe like just a cool experience that you had.
Yeah, yeah.
A random experience that you had. What happened to make it a day that you will always remember or a day that you'll never forget? 206-803-ROCK, as we start with a story about a guy up in Maine. And the title is, You Should Play the Lottery. That's a piece of advice that tends to be doled out when someone seems to be having a lucky day.
Yeah.
And that was certainly the case with a golfer who got not one, but two holes in one in the same round. He did exactly that after leaving the course. And that turned out to be a good move based on how much he won from a scratch-off ticket that he bought. Now, they say most golfers will never get to experience the rush that comes with getting a hole-in-one.
How many times have you done it now?
Five.
You've done five?
Five.
I thought you were three.
No, I'm a five.
What were your last two holes in one?
I've hit two hole-in-ones in the last 3 months.
Really?
Yes.
Is it hole-in-ones or holes-in-one?
Holes-in-one.
Holes-in-one?
You know, bragged the thrill?
No, I don't think I told him.
I did not know he was up to five.
Oh, if he's on vacation and it's one,
oh, I
get a text. Yeah, it's like, I got one, sucker. I'm like, all right.
Damn,
and it really just pisses off Jay.
Oh, does it?
Oh, yeah.
Because he's never had one?
Correct.
Oh, sorry, Jay Johnson.
Oh, damn.
Man, that's, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you. It is a very special day when it happens. I know you haven't had that feeling before, but it's really exhilarating.
I mean,
I'm just saying, like, when it happens, you just go, wow, it's like the greatest day of your life.
I was in Cape Cod, and he texts me, and I go, son of a bitch. Right. And my aunt's like, we're sitting on the beach. She's like, what is wrong? And I go, I got a hole in one. She's like, isn't that good? I'm like, yeah, but it's a running joke that he doesn't get him.
Right.
So I go, so good for him, but he's ruining and throwing another joke.
Okay, the worst one was, the one that I hit like 3 months ago, okay? I'm playing golf with two guys. And they weren't paying attention to my shot. And I go, hey, watch this ball. It's going in the hole.
Right.
I mean, I called it. It hadn't even crested yet. I was like, seriously, Charlie, watch this. It's going in the hole. The other guy we're playing with, like, Mike, watch this. It's going in the hole. Boom, clink, in a hole. I said, I told you it was going in the hole. the last one I barely saw. But this guy hits two. And they say a hole-in-one would definitely fall under one of the best days of your life if you ever did that. But earlier this month at Cabo Sea Colony Golf Course, this is in Monmouth, Maine, they held their 44th annual charity tournament to raise funds for various organizations in the state that the golf course is located in. Now, according to WGME-TV,
can't trust them,
Anton Lawrence signed up for the scramble with his son, a brother who was visiting from Louisiana.
A brother.
And a buddy who
not his brother, just a brother.
Yeah, a brother.
What's up, brother? You want to shoot some golf?
From Louisiana.
Yeah, come on now. You line up that hole in that damn ball.
Hey, dude, you hit that hole in one again?
I said a brother, not his brother.
I'm the only brother. I'm the only black guy in Maine.
A brother from Louisiana.
It's me and the guy in the Dan Patrick Show. That's it. Two black people in Maine. Same time.
A brother from Louisiana.
This happened on. Oh, got some good water up here now.
This happened on September 13th. He had been playing golf for over 40 years without ever getting a hole in one, but that was no longer the case by the time the day wrapped up. He pulled out his driver on the par 4 eighth and managed to find the cup, which is a big deal.
What was it, like 360?
I don't know. He harnessed the same strategy later in the round while getting his second ace of the day on a par 3. That was his second one. His foursome did end up winning the tournament. Thanks in no small part to the fact that he got two holes in ones. So he told everybody about the holes in one when he got back, and someone said, hey, you need to buy a lottery ticket after the round. So he did. He ended up trying his luck on Powerball and a couple of scratch-offs, which included a Jurassic Park theme one.
That one
netted him over $500. We have that scratch-off in lottery in Maryland, or I'm sorry, Washington as well.
What, the Jurassic Park one?
Yeah.
Why are they doing the Jurassic Park?
Listen, I've done scratch-offs.
The movie came out in 1994. Why are we excited about it now?
I don't know.
But it's just the Jurassic Park strategy.
I will tell you this. I've played a lot of scratch-offs in my life. I've never won $500.
What's the most you've won on a scratch-off? Because you have them every day.
200.
That's the most you've won. How much do you think you've won since we've been in this building?
I won 35 yesterday, and I won 50 today.
All right.
So I just take the $30 I have and put it back into the machine.
Just buy more tickets,
and
I
get more tickets with that. Today I won 50. So, you know.
All right.
I'm 15 up.
And how much do you spend a day on these?
Typically during the week, I don't have to. I just take my winnings.
Just take the winnings and keep
rolling. Right. So if I only have like a $5 winner, I'll buy a $5 ticket.
All right.
And then if I have but sometimes I have to start over. But it's not like
lose?
Well, I'll take the $200 if I win that, and I'll go down
that's bar money.
And pee that away down on the weekend.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm the old man. Every time I buy one, I'm like, they're getting too complicated.
I heard you the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know what you were playing, but it's like, Miles, come here for a second, man.
What does this mean?
I'm doing a scratch off. Do I have to match all of them or mm-hmm. two of them or whatever?
There's a bunch of them now. It's like, I remember, you just scratch five numbers and it matches, you win.
Right. That's it.
But again, I sound like the old, like, get off my lawn.
See, but here's what you need
to do. No, but you're not wrong. Look, man, we're doing a scratch off, right? We just want to win money. Don't make it complicated. Like you said, if I see three $500 things, I want $500.
My dumbass, I'm the person who enjoys playing the game, scratching them all off. The people that are the real gambling addicts that I see, they just scratch off the barcode and put it under the thing.
If they won.
They don't even play the game. Like, I see those guys all the time.
Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, play that game. It's tic-tac-toe. Who cares?
Right.
But it's still fun to play the game, you know? I don't want to, I won $100 and not know how I did it.
I mean, look, a couple years ago at a white elephant party for Christmas, I threw some scratchers and I think like a can of beer. And then later in the party, somebody was like, dude, thanks. I won $200.
You're kidding me.
I was like, you got it. Right.
You're kidding me.
Right. I mean, I'm just like, the one I bought actually was a winner.
And you gave it away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
You want people to do well. Years ago, at Ravens pregame, so everyone's out there tailgating. I got to walk around. What the hell is that guy's name from the lottery?
Buddy Rugow.
He ran the Maryland lottery. Super nice guy. But we walked around together, and we handed out scratch-offs. And I always remember just going up to this one massive tailgate. They're already having a great time. I'm working. Hey, anybody want a free scratch off? Naturally, everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So he handed people. Everyone starts scratching. And as we're walking away, this lady loses her ass. She won $10,000.
God.
And look, I mean, I'm happy for her, but I'm thinking to myself, it's hot outside. My feet hurt. I'm just handing people money. But I can't even legally play the lottery now. Mm-hmm. Because my station is associated with this guy. But just watching people win money, I'm like,
We did the same thing at a radio station in Hagerstown. So the Maryland Lottery, they would just give us stacks of their new games.
But you couldn't play them. That's the whole thing. I'm not saying
We would show up. There was this one bar in Hagerstown. It was a peanut bar. So, you know, peanuts on the floor.
Love them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a cool bar. Cool vibe in there. But, I mean, as much as you tried to hand those things out, you still had a ton of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had like a whole brick of those bad boys. And I kind of thought, as I scratched them at home, the fact that I'd only won like maybe $30, $35 out of all these, that maybe they weren't the actual real ones. You know what I'm saying?
No.
There's no way you could win with this pack. It's just kind of a way to get people to play the game, maybe.
I got you. Right.
Like, it might not be the real deal. I don't know. That was just my assumption.
I had heard that it was the real deal.
I scratched the hell out of those.
And nothing?
I mean,
really?
Like $35.
I'd heard a guy
like that thick.
He won $118, is what I was told.
Is that right?
Yeah, because apparently he had a stack after a tailgate, took him home and scratched. I mean, I don't know. It's just what I was told, but won $118. Right. Bucks. Yeah.
Well, and I've told this before. There was a guy that worked with my mother for years, but he drank at town hall where I worked, right?
All right.
And he was a big dude, and he was loud, but he had like a rare scratchy, like weird voice, right? I don't know. He sounded like almost like a weird chick.
All right.
Like you, if you met this guy once, you couldn't forget him.
Okay.
So anyhow, one day the guy in front of him buys a scratch off and got $1,000. I couldn't remember if it was a week or a month. Probably a month.
Wow.
For life. But every time that guy came into the bar, this guy, Steve, you'd hear him go, $1,000 a month for life. And he would just scream it. It was like, Steve, shut up. Because I guess he let him in front of him or something.
No way.
He just wouldn't let it go.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, dude, the guy's fine.
Right.
He's a nice dude. Like, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm. Oh, people get bitter about that.
Yeah. As far as the question, what happened to make it a day you'll always remember and never forget? Talking about the electricity last night at the game, Cal Raleigh's 60th home run obviously put the Mariners all-star catcher into one of the most exclusive clubs in baseball. And it made for a memorable moment in the outfield stands as well at T-Mobile. So during the win on Wednesday night, the fan who caught Raleigh's 60th home run ball gave it away to a boy in the right field seats. Mm-hmm. Now, team security workers led the child and his father away to have the ball authenticated. The Mariners said the boy traded the ball for a bat signed by Raleigh and an invitation to watch batting practice on the field.
All right.
Which is a pretty cool thing. The Mariners
I would have held out for playoff tickets. So that's just me.
They also connected with a man who gave the ball away, and he and his family met with Raleigh before last night's game. Now, earlier in the day, Mariners senior manager of communications, Adam Gresh, made a plea on social media for anyone who knows this incredible fan to send him a DM. The man, identified by his first name, Glenn, got a signed bat and two baseballs from Raleigh, and he gave the balls to the kids, to his kids. But to be in a situation where not only are you at the game, he hits this home run. It is the 60th home run.
Right, right.
You get this ball. I mean, and then you give it away to a kid. Strong move.
That is a strong move.
I'm not sure I would have done that.
Good for him. All I don't know that I could have done it either.
But then he gets to be
Cal.
But
he's also playing, right. You're also playing the, all right. Obviously, this is on TV based on, well, any home run is, but this is the 60th home run. I have this ball. Here's a kid I don't know. You know something good. The Mariners are going to reach out to you. I mean, I would hand it to the kid. I'd have held him aside. My name is Steve. You reach me at this email address. Because they're going to hook you up.
Okay.
But you're not wrong. Okay. I just think in the moment, I wouldn't have thought about that. I just sort of, I'm like, I got it.
I got 60. But you're also, but you're also hedging your bets on one thing. So maybe Cal does get that ball back. Maybe it's his, okay? What happens if he hits one tonight or tomorrow? Is that ball matter? Does it matter anymore?
Yes.
It does because of the number.
It does.
Because it's 60?
Because of the number.
Because it's post-60. Yeah.
So this is like a birthday thing. You know, like if you're 31, no one cares. But if you're 30, it's a big deal. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, what if he hits 62?
Like, remember.
Okay, now if he ties Aaron Judge, isn't that now the ball? And the 60 ball doesn't matter?
In
my mind, it does.
I still think for him as a catcher, and it's the American League, I think that 60 ball matters more.
So he hit 63. I have the 63rd one. Miles has 60.
My ball isn't worth anything to me. I mean, it's worth something to me because he hit that home run, and I got it. But in the grand scheme of things.
Right, but so would you spend more on 63 or 60?
Like, Cal's got this ball now. Right, so what?
So when McGuire broke the record, Roger Maris's record, right? It was always 61.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather have 62 than whatever he ended up with.
Just because the
one that breaks the record.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Right, because we got to rack our brains to remember Bonds hit, what, 73?
72.
72, right? But it was like, it was so relatively right after McGuire did it, you're kind of like,
eh.
Right. All right, cool. But 61 was just a record that stood forever.
Look, I'm not saying that the steroid era should not exist in baseball, but as far as the records go, one thing that has never, ever, ever been brought up about Barry Bonds.
But his arm thing?
His arm
thing. Yeah.
He could
Miles brings it up.
He could throw his hands with that lock on his elbow.
Yeah.
And he just threw his hands, and it would automatically lock in. Now, that's the key position to hit a baseball, is to lock in. He basically had a cheat bracket.
But he wasn't on steroids, Miles.
That did it for him.
Yeah.
Put him in that position. No other baseball player has ever worn that bracket.
Really?
Just Barry Bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And look what he could do with it. I mean, that's basically like...
Yeah.
I mean, hell, you might as well have been playing like with a bat that looked like, you know, one of the wiffle ball bats, one of the big...
Oh, the big red one?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Barry Bonds is also just like... You were already a Hall of Famer. You were arguably one of the greatest greatest baseball players of all time with his arm, with his speed, with his bat.
Well, he was a 40-for-40 guy for the Pirates for years.
Right.
You know? What happened to making a day you'll always remember or never forget? 206-803-ROCK.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.